The nation's governors gather in Washington this weekend for their annual meeting. They'll discuss a wide range of concerns, including homeland security, transportation, and Medicaid. The governors are also expected to ask Congress for more money to run their welfare programs and more say in how those programs are run. It's been 6 years since Congress and the Clinton administration passed welfare reform with a focus on getting people into work. Some groups say the focus on work has severely restricted or eliminated the educational options welfare recipients once had. And as Congress prepares to reauthorize the 1996 law, those groups are intent on making education a major issue. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
Vivian Adair grew up poor. She dropped out of high school and into a bad marriage that eventually turned violent.
I woke up in a hospital bed and had been severely battered and realized that my daughter's life was in jeopardy and that I had to find a way out.
That was 15 years ago, 1987. Not long after leaving the hospital, Adair walked onto a community college campus in Seattle, hoping she could change her life. About 500,000 welfare mothers like her attended college that year because under the old welfare law, they could use state and federal aid to go to school and get a degree. Adair says it was just enough money to get by.
And then I saw something amazing happen with my daughter. She went from being, and she was very, very young, but she started coming to school with me and talking about when she would go to college. And our lives changed. We started hanging out with students as opposed to people in the projects. And I just thought, this is the life we want.
Adair, who went on to earn a PhD, has written extensively about welfare and single mothers and is now a college professor at Hamilton College in upstate New York.
I was lucky. I was able to do this before 1996.
In 1996, Congress and the Clinton administration severely restricted welfare recipients from using federal aid to pay for college, vocational education, and training. Federal law no longer considered education a work activity. Adair and other activists say this was a big mistake, so they're asking lawmakers to change the law. At this recent gathering on Capitol Hill, a handful of lawmakers promised they would fight to restore the educational options welfare recipients had before 1996.
Now, what kind of reform creates barriers to a college education?
Congressman Dennis Kucinich is a third-term Democrat from Ohio.
Congress should allow and encourage people to get career training or work towards a college degree. With a degree, a living wage job is possible. With a living wage job, people can live self-sufficiently and move off welfare for good.
Kucinich and at least 60 members of Congress argue that people on welfare will eventually need more education to break out of low-wage, dead-end jobs. Robert Rector, senior research fellow with the Heritage Foundation, says it's outrageous to suggest that people on welfare, particularly poor single mothers, are somehow worse off working than going to school.
The typical mother on welfare has a math and verbal skill level that's around the 17th percentile in the nation. The overwhelming bulk of welfare mothers are not going to go to college, and to put that out as a prospect is really not very helpful.
Rector says poor single mothers need practical skills that help them find and keep a job.
That's what the 96 reform did. That's why the reform has resulted in unprecedented increases in employment, huge drops in caseload, and remarkable drops in child poverty.
Since 1996, census figures show that the employment of young single mothers on welfare doubled and their earnings increased. The poverty rate for these women and their children has come way down. The question is, what's the most effective way to help poor people out of poverty over the long term? Work or school? A 5-year evaluation of welfare-to-work programs by the New York City-based Manpower Demonstration Research Corporation found that the most effective state-run welfare programs offer people a choice. And here's why choices are important, says researcher Gail Hamilton.
It's not clear that many welfare recipients want to go to college. In our studies, few welfare recipients state that they want to go back to school. They primarily prefer to get specific skills training, and they secondarily prefer to get help looking for a job.
Hamilton says a heavy focus on education is not effective, but neither is a narrow, short-term focus on jobs, which is what the 1996 Welfare Reform Act promoted, says Hamilton. There's got to be a balance. The Bush administration, for its part, supports more training and education, especially for people who are quickly moving up the job ladder. Vivian Adair, the former welfare mother for whom a college degree was the ticket out of poverty, says Getting Congress to change the welfare law, though, is not going to be easy for a couple of reasons. First, allowing more people to go to school while they're on welfare will cost more money, especially now with the economy still in a rut and more welfare recipients struggling to find or keep a job. Adair says the second reason is more troubling.
If you believe that poor people are poor because they are lazy and oversexed and stupid, then whatever happens to them is their fault.
If enough members of Congress believe that, says Adair, expanding educational opportunities for welfare recipients is going to be a very tough fight this year. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News, Washington.